Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off with this NDO Kingdom Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. Happy New Year's to you. We took a little break. Hallelujah. This is our launch of the radio station, you know, for 2024. So God bless everyone that counted not robbery on tonight. Hallelujah. To be on the line. And so we just want to pray before we get started. Hallelujah. We're going to pray, then we're going to play a worship song just so that, you know, our mind can be on him. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to press through, and, you know, you may have gotten on here and your mind is all over the place and just thinking about your worries and everything that may be going on. But I'm here to let you know that we serve a mighty God, and he's here on tonight to speak to you. He's here on tonight to give you a word. He have a word for you. He have a word for me. I'm just a vessel being used on tonight. So, God, we just want to pray and come before you, you know, that you're in the midst. You said we're two or three gathered in your name, for you are here in the midst. You said that you will never leave me or forsake me. So I know that you're here, oh, God. Lord, let me decrease and you increase, oh, God. Stir up the fire inside of my belly, oh, God. Bring every word back to memory, oh, Father God. Let the Holy Ghost give me utterance on tonight, oh, Father God, that people may be set free, oh, God, and delivered, oh, God. Let their hearts be open to be tonight, oh, Father God. Let their understanding be sharpened on tonight, oh, God, as you pour into them, oh, Father God. You know exactly what they need, oh, Father God, before they even act, oh, Father God. You know exactly what we need to be speaking on tonight, oh, God. I don't know all things, but you're all-knowing, God. You're all-seeing, God. There's nothing that you do not know, oh, God. And I know that you love us on tonight, oh, God. I know that you want to do wonders for us on tonight. I know that you want to pull us out of the darkness into the marvelous light, oh, God. I know that you want to save us from a real-life hell. Hallelujah. On tonight, you want to destroy the works of Satan over our life, oh God, and I thank you on tonight for sending your only begotten Son, which is Jesus, and we come in his mighty name, for we understand that it is power in the name of Jesus on tonight, and we come destroying the works of Satan through the power of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, release your power on tonight through your word, for we know that your word is a two-edged sword, and this show is called The Word because we're going to come with your word, and it is the sword. We're coming to destroy and to cut everything that's not like God. Satan, for you are under our feet. We bind you up right now. We bind up every attack of the enemy against the people of God, against the plan of God, against the will of God. It will not work in the mighty name of Jesus. And you be with us in the name of Jesus. And we pray, amen. And so I just want to get our minds on him on tonight. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into, I'm going to play Word by the Walls Group because, you know, we want a word. We want to hear from God. We're not wasting our time on tonight. We count it not robbery that we're on here tonight. I know that I'm seeking a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I know I want to hear from God on tonight. I'm going to come back and I'm going to listen to the broadcast. Hallelujah. I'm going to come back and I'm going to hear what saith the Lord, because as I'm the speaker and God is using me, I don't always remember everything that God said. So this word that I'm speaking on tonight is not only for you, but it is also, it's for the body of Christ. It's for everyone that believe. Hallelujah. Everybody that is seeking in faith, everybody that is seeking the truth. Hallelujah. That's what it is for on tonight. So I'm going to go and I'm going to play the song by, it's called Word. It's called Word by the Walls Group. Hallelujah. I'll be right back.
Lord, I know you hear me when I call your name. I'm not talking to myself, I know I'm not insane. I need some help from you. And I'm facing some problems that I can't get through. I've tried it by myself, but it ain't working. Father, I know, it's one thing for certain, that the master of the sea, yeah, only he holds the answer that I seek, oh, Father. Oh, I need a word, Jesus, cause mama and my friend surely will not do Lord. Yours is the only help I need. Speak to me, Jesus. I'm quite confused. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. I can't see my way out. Lord, take my hand. Cause but I've exhausted every resource I held. I just can't help it. If I could be honest, reading your word just won't do. That's why I'm coming straight to you. See, I know that there is something you have for me. And right here I'll wait till you come down and speak to me. Lord, my mama and her friends, they ain't doing it for me, no.
On an island called Patmos, and Lord, all we need right now is the word from you. Lord, your word calms all my fears. Lord, your word, and it soothes all of my doubts.
We thank you. We need a word from him. We need to hear from God. It's not a day that goes by that we don't want to hear God. We have to seek his voice. Do you understand? I know it's people that say, oh, I don't know. God is not speaking. God is not speaking. His word will speak to you. All you have to do is open up the word, and the word will speak. God will speak. That is his voice. How will you know his voice if you never read the word of God? And this is what this show is about. It's all about the word of God. It's all about hearing the voice of God. It's all about having a relationship with God. Because without relationship with God, we won't see God. We won't spend eternal life with God. You want to be in eternity. You want to live with God. You want to be connected back to the Father. And the only way that is possible is through his Son, Christ Jesus. We must accept him as our Lord, Christ, our Lord and our Savior, according to the word of God. We got to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that he is who he said he is, that he rose on the third day, that he is coming back, that it is power in his name. These are we must be believers. Confess. We must make a choice. We must make it swiftly. Time is running out because he is coming back according to the word of God. And this is why we must preach the gospel. This is why we must come with the truth. Leaders, we have to preach the word of God. We cannot lead God's people astray to have them thinking that we don't have to live a certain life according to the word of God, that we do not have to obey his commands and live according to his statutes, according to the word of God. We must cry loud and spare not, according to Elijah, according to the book of Elijah. We must cry loud and spare not. He said, raise your voices like a trumpet. So on tonight, I want to raise my voice like a trumpet. Pastor Taquasia, on her show, Kingdom Talk, she raised her voice like a trumpet. She cried loud and she spared not. She did not spare the word of God. She told you to choose this day who you're going to serve. She let you know that God said, come as you are. She gave her as you are. She gave her testimony. And it's our testimony that we come as we are. And it is God that is going to do the delivering. It is God that is going to do. He's going to make you a new creature. He's going to give you a new story. He's going to take that stony heart. Hallelujah. He's going to take it and he's going to give you a heart of flesh. He want to change you, the Holy Spirit inside of you, that he may live and dwell in you, that you may be empowered, that you may be a part, hallelujah, of the family, hallelujah. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Those that serve the Lord, those that are serving the Lord with me. The ones that who have accepted Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This is going to be our family in heaven. God is saying on tonight to choose this day. Choose this day because time is running out. This world is waxing colder and colder. It is getting wicked. It is wicked out here. Some wicked people out here. Satan is running rapid out here. And God said, cry loud on tonight. Cry loud on tonight. Because Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I'm coming that you may have life on tonight. He's speaking life, that you may have life, and you may have life more abundantly. That is where he want to give you the peace. He want to give you the joy. He want to give you all of these things. But Satan, he want to deceive you. He want to destroy you. He want to destroy your family. because he understands that the end is destruction for him. He's already lost. He's already under our feet. We have the keys to the kingdom. He has not the keys to the kingdom. We have the keys. We have power over Satan. We got power over Satan and every power of the enemy. And do you understand, according to the book, that if we're on the right side, nothing can harm us. Nothing can harm us. You don't want to give room to the enemy. You do not want to open up doors to Satan. You don't want to mess with the demonic, because there's witches out there. There's warlocks out there. There's people out there that's coming to destroy you. But God said, I want to cover you. I want to make sure you're safe. You want to come into a place of safety. You want to be safe. I want to be safe in his arms. He said we are protected by the blood. He said it's a hedge of protection that he placed around his people, around his children. He said, look, I've given you power over the enemy. He said, and by no means can anything harm you. He's talking to his people. So I'm here to let you know that we don't have to be defeated. We choose to be defeated. We don't have to be destroyed, because we can make a choice today. You can make a choice and a decision today, and God will turn it around. We're here to tell you about a Jesus that loved you. We're here to tell you about a Jesus that died on the cross for you. His ways, you may not understand his teachings. You may not understand when he said, pray for your enemies. You may not understand when he said, you must forgive to be forgiven. But it's okay. But that is the way. Because God said, look, vengeance is mine. We want to take vengeance, but God said, that is mine. I will deal with the wicked. I will deal with those that come up against my anointed. We have a job to do, and it's to save souls. It's about doing the work of God. It's about destroying the works of Satan, not destroying people, because, see, God wants people saved. God wants the people. We don't got to destroy people, because eventually the wicked people are going to destroy themselves. But it's those out there that are being oppressed by the wicked. And God wants us to go and preach the gospel. God wants us to go and deliver them, just like Moses went and delivered those that was oppressed, Pharaoh. He still wants to go to them and to Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, let God's people go. Loose the chains right now. Loose the shackles right now in the name of Jesus. He still want the Elijahs to go and deal with the false prophets and call down fire from heaven and burn up everything that's not like God. He said, cry loud and spare not. He said, show the people their transgressions. He said, show the house of Jacob their sins. This is what God has called us to do. Why? He said, because I love you so. He said, don't despise correction. Don't despise it, because correction is correcting some things and putting you on the right path. See, right now, you're on a road that is wide, and that road is leading to destruction, and it seems like that's the way to go, because there's so many people on that road, and the road that is narrow, it's not that many people on that road, so you really don't want to travel that way. You want to travel with the masses, but God said the road that I'm calling you to travel on is a road that will isolate you from people, places, and things. It will put you in a place where you would have to seek my face for direction, because it's not going to be too many people on this road where you can ask them even for direction. It's going to be a time where you're going to be by yourself on this road. This is what God is saying. God is saying to you on tonight that make a choice not to follow the masses. Because the masses is going to hell, God said, because the Bible said that hell enlarges itself every day. So he's warning you. He loves you. He don't want you to go to hell.
I don't want you to go to hell. It's not a person that I ever had an issue with or had, you know, called an enemy or whatever. I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell. I don't want you to burn forever. I don't want you to be tortured in this place called hell, but I want you to change. I want your heart to change. I want your mind to change. I want forgiveness and the hatred that's in your heart. Come on now. I want you to forgive. I want you to pluck out everything that is not like God. I want the fire of God and the consuming fire of God to burn up everything in you that's not like God. I want him to purify you. I want him to deliver you. I want him to heal you so that you can be heaven bound. I don't want you to be used for Satan, because see, right now Satan is just using you, but God want to use you for his good. God want to use you for his glory and for his purpose, because God said, I have a plan for your life, but you didn't understand that Satan also had a plan and a plot for your life, and he was waiting to sift you like wheat. Did you not know that Satan was waiting and he's down here going back and forth in this earth waiting and looking to see who he can devour according to the word of God? Do you understand that the God that we serve is mighty and he sent his only begotten son that you may be delivered from the hands of Satan, that your sins may be forgiven, that you can now be connected back with the Father, that you can be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, that you may defeat Satan and sickness, and you may go into warfare on your very own behalf? Do you understand that the words in your mouth is power? Don't you understand that you can speak it and it shall be according to the word of God? Do you understand that you can ask anything in the name of Jesus according to the will of God, and it shall be granted unto you? Do you understand that Satan is under your feet? Do you understand that fire can come down from heaven because you call it down in the name of Jesus? Do you understand that sickness will dry up in the name of Jesus? Do you understand that you can lay your hand on the sick and they shall recover, and you can put your hands on blinded eyes and they shall see, saith the Lord? Do you know who you are? He said, I'm pouring out my spirit. I'm trying to get you in position that I can pour out my spirit, because I'm ready to empower my church, because I'm ready to send my church out that the world may be delivered and set free. He's ready to add to the kingdom of God. He's ready to add to the church, but we have to be in position, and we have to be ready to cry loud and to spare not. We must not have the spirit of fear. We must not be afraid of their faces. We must not be afraid of rejection. We must not be afraid of the persecution that comes along with serving God. Oh, we want to be liked. We want to be favored by the world, but I want to be favored by God. Who want to be favored by God? Who want God's hand on their life? Who want the favor of God resting upon them? But God said, if you receive him, the favor shall rest upon you. The glory shall rest upon you. The promises is yea and amen concerning you if you choose this day who you going to serve. It's only two masters. It is Satan or it is God. Choose this day. Choose this day. Don't be deceived to think that there is nothing after this. He deceived the whole world. He deceived the whole world with the social media and documentaries and theologies and all of these. He didn't deceive the world with religions and, you know, all of these. He didn't deceive the world. He said, I come. That Satan come to deceive the whole world. Don't be deceived. We pray that your eyes be opened right now in the name of Jesus. That your ears don't be itchy, but it will only hear what saith the Lord. It will only chase after the voice of God. It will not be led astray by false teaching and false doctrine. But those that seek the truth, you're going to find the truth, God said. You seek in his face, you're going to find God. He's going to lead you to all truth. He's going to open up the world eyes. He's going to open up the baby's eyes. He's going to open up the old men, the old women's eyes that have been blinded. He's going to breathe life back into those that are spiritually dead. He's going to wake them up out of the slumber. He's going to wake many up out of the slumber, up out of the sleep, because this is not a time or hour to slumber or to sleep. This is a time to be a watchman on the wall. This is a time to pray without ceasing, because we are in the last day. It's too much going on for us just to be chilling, worrying about our own business. No, we need to be worrying about God's business. We need to be putting his business first. He said, put me first. Put ye the kingdom of God first. Put my things first. We have to deny ourselves and carry the cross. You got to deny yourself. See, we don't want to deny ourselves. We don't want to deny the things of this world. We don't want to deny it. But God said, deny it. Separate yourself. He want to be one with you. He's knocking at the door. He's knocking right now. He's knocking at your heart. He's saying, let me in. Let me in. I want to come in. I want to dwell with you. I want to sit with you. I want to eat and commune with you. I want to give you this bread of life. I want to give you this water that you have never thirsted again. I want to give you this food that you have never hungered again. I am the bread of life. This is what he's saying. This is the word that God is saying to you on tonight. He want to be your everything. He want to be all. He want to come first. Have no other God but him. Anything that you put before God is your God. Anything that you love more than God is your God. Anything that you worship and you put more time in is your God. You can't give God a couple of hours on a Sunday, a couple of hours on a Tuesday, a couple of hours. You can't give God a few hours and say that that's a relationship. God want to be with you 24/7. He said at all times, be in the spirit. He want to live inside of you. He want to dwell inside of you. Yes, he do. But do you want him to live inside of you? Because it's your choice. It's your choice. That's why he said, choose this day. You got to choose this day. You want peace. You want happiness. You're going to find it in God. You want liberty and freedom. You're going to find it in God. You want your tears to dry up. You're going to find it in God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. He said, I'm collecting your tears. He said, I see every tear. I hear you. I see you. But do you see me? Do you see me with open arms? I'm here for you, but you just won't come to me. I'm not a man, but I am spirit, and you got to come to me in spirit and in truth. You got to worship me in spirit and in truth, and the only way that you want to do that is through your faith and through your belief in God. If you have no faith in God and you have no belief in God, there is no relationship with him, because he is a spirit. And he wants to love you. He wants to pour his love out. But you have to allow him. Because like Pastor Todd Quay just said, he is a perfect gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. He wants you to receive him with open arms. Don't reject him. Don't push him away. Don't persecute him any longer. We've been rejecting him. By not believing in him, not believing in his word, not believing that he is who he say he is. When the book is manifesting itself every day, the book is fulfilling itself every day. Day. And we're getting persecuted for this gospel. But we won't stop. No matter how much Satan rise up against us, we won't stop. Because there's something in us, and it's a fire that is inside of us that won't let us stop, because we understand that time is running out. The spirit understands that time is running out, and it is getting closer. The spirit knows. He knows, and so it's given us utterance to preach this gospel, to warn the people, to cry loud. We're crying loud that you do not be lost. He did not want none of us to be lost, none. He's merciful. He's so merciful in his grace that abide. If it was not for his grace, if it wasn't for his mercy, why we was in our sin and why we turned our backs on him and we came against him, and he still had mercy. He still had mercy. He still had love even when we rejected him. Even when you hung him on the cross, he still loved you so. He's still making intercession for us right now, saying, have mercy. I died for them. Have mercy. Give him another chance. Give him another chance out. And he's sending his teachers out and his apostles and his prophets and their speaking, because he said, I'm pouring my spirit out. I'm pouring my spirit out on children. I'm pouring my spirit out. Children is going to serve me. Children is going to preach the gospel. Children is going to pray. Why? Because they're pure. They're purity. They're not tainted. They're not tainted. So God said, I'm going to pour my spirit out on them. I'm going to use children. It's going to be a child that is going to lead you. It's going to be the younger generation leading the older generation. But the older generation don't want to hear what saith the Lord. Don't want to. He said, look, we understand that we need each other. He said the younger generation is stronger, but the older generation is wiser. So we got to come together. We need your wisdom. We need your instruction. We need your guidance. You cannot leave us out here to die. We need you. The younger generation needs you. Where is the mothers? Where is the elders? Where is the fathers? Where is those that can bring correction to those that is out of order, that's in the house of God? Where is the, God said, where is the leadership? You're not telling us if we're wrong or right or, you know, or well done. Or we just don't know. We just out here on a limbo. We out here on a limbo. See, we got to be connected to be prayed over. We got to be connected to something big. But God said, why don't we just pray for one another? When Peter was in jail, locked up, the Bible said that the saints went up and they prayed without ceasing. Where is the saints praying for the saints and praying for the church without ceasing? Because God is putting in our spirit in this season. I know he put in my spirit to pray for the leaders. Pray for those that is preaching this gospel. Pray for those that is Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, because we're in a battle. We're in a warfare according to the word of God. Satan is on a rise. He's like a roaring lion. He's seeking who he may devour. But God is raising up an army that is mighty and strong and is not afraid. And we kill lion tigers in bed. We're not afraid. And he's raising us up to speak and nobody is mad but the devil. God said, look, I've given you the spirit, a bold spirit. I have not given you a spirit of fear, and we come armored up, ready to destroy the works of Satan through the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't come in our own power. We don't come in our own authority, but we come in the power of the Holy Ghost. We come in the power of God, destroying the works. We were commissioned to do what we're called to do. God want to fill you that you may be armored up, that you may stand when the enemy come knocking at your door. He want to empower you. He want to put a hedge of protection around you. But you got to choose this day. So I guess this is just where it's going at tonight. And maybe the Spirit of God is piggybacking off of Pastor Todd's equation, because it's all about salvation. It's all about choosing this day who you going to serve. Because God want to do it for you. This is a gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift. He want to give you a gift on tonight. He want to fill you. He want to give you peace. He want to give you joy. He wants you to be able to have power in your mouth that you can rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. And when you call on Jesus, Satan got to back up. He has to loose you. You want to be able to pray and your prayers be answered in the name of Jesus, because he hears the prayers of the righteous and he answers the prayers of the righteous. For prayers prevail as much, saith the Lord. All we got to do is ask. All we got to do is come together. He said two or three, pray on anything on one accord. It shall be done. It shall be given. But everybody came on one accord. God showed up mighty. It just takes agreement, and Satan know that. So he want to come and bring division in the body of Christ. He want to bring division in the church that we don't come in agreement so that the Holy Ghost won't fall. The Holy Ghost is not going to fall in the midst of confusion and division, and we can't even agree. We can't even agree on one thing. Because we all want to be the captain of the ship, but God said, I'm the captain of the ship and have no other gods but me. I'm the only one that is in control. It is me. I laid the foundations of the earth. It is me, saith the Lord. Be not deceived. God want to do it for you on tonight. He want to do it for you. That's all I know. He want to do it. He want to deliver his people because Christ is on his way back. It's on his way back. We got to watch ourselves. We got to watch our mouth. We got to watch how we talk to one another. We got to watch how we talk to our children. We got to watch how we talk to our elders. God said, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Don't you know that he's an all-seeing God? Don't you know that we can't hide anything from God? I pray that the fear of God come back. The fear of God come back. The fear of God come back. God want to do it for you on tonight. Cry loud and spare night and spare not. Cry loud and spare not. Have forgiven hearts, God said. I hear God saying, have forgiven hearts. Have forgiven hearts. Is there someone out there that you feel wrong you and all that? We're supposed to be praying as believers. We're supposed to be praying for them anyway. We're supposed to be praying for those that have failed for God to restore them anyway. Lord, restore them. They messed up. Lord, restore them. Restore them. We fall, but we get back up again. But we can, God said, you can get back up again. Don't stay there. Don't waddle in the mud. God said, get up again. He's talking about his children. Yeah, you made a mistake. Yeah, you messed up. Yeah, you did it. But get back up again. Then you just got some people that's turned over to a reprobated mind. They just wicked. They just evil. You know, just out to destroy God's children and God's people. God's going to deal with those. God's going to deal with those, but that's not what I'm talking about tonight. So don't get it twisted. God's going to restore those that Satan and beat down and then people then beat down and the Pharisees then beat down and the Sadducees then beat down and the religious leaders then beat down. God said, I want to restore you back to your rightful place. I want to restore you back for you, but you was misled by false prophecy. You was misled by the preached word that was not preached, the unadulterated preached word. You was misled by the word of God. But I want to restore you. Don't you understand that Jesus is he's a redeemer? He want to redeem you. He want to restore you. That's why he said you must renew your mind daily. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Yes. He want to renew our mind. Our mind's been tainted. Don't you understand that when we're watching all this garbage and it's in our mind. And it's transforming our mind, but we need to transform our mind with the things of God. So whatever you're looking at and whatever you're watching and whatever you're listening to, that is transforming your mind. But we got to transform our mind with the word of God. If you never pick up the word of God, this is the word. If you never pick up the word of God, it's going to be a problem. Don't you understand that is your sword against Satan? That is your weapon against Satan. That's going to tell you how to maneuver against Satan and destroy the works of Satan. That's going to tell you how to get empowered. That is your food. That is your food. The Bible said that we cannot live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord, the word of God we need. And he said, put the word of God on your heart, in your heart, so that you may not sin against God. We need the word. We can't live without the word of God. We will spiritually die without spiritual food. If you're not being fed, come on now, you will die. If your parents, if your spiritual parents are just giving you Twinkies and processed food, because that's what it is, if you're just getting processed food and you're not getting nutritious food and meat and vegetables and the thing that you need to grow, spiritually you will die, saith the Lord. So some of us is not getting what we need. We're not getting the meat that we need. We're not even getting the milk that we need. That's what we're getting, junk food. What do junk food do to your body? Junk food make you unhealthy, make you gain weight. I know. I'm trying to put down the sweets right now because it's not good for you. So therefore, it is junk food in the spirit. It's things in the spirit we just should not eat. That is not good for you, not good for your spirit, man. It is, you just can't intake anything. You can't look at anything. You can't watch anything. You can't do anything because of your spirit, man. You want to keep it healthy. You want to exercise your spirit. How you exercise your spirit? Being in his presence, being in his word, being in prayer, being in worship, building up your spirit, man. You want to make your spirit, man, stronger than your flesh, because there's nothing good in the flesh. Your flesh has to die. You got to die to flesh. You cannot let your flesh and the lust of your flesh overtake you, but let your spirit, man, that's why we got to fast, and that's why we got to pray. That's why we got to be in the Word. That's the only way you're going to grow. If you're not doing none of them things, you're not going to spiritually grow. You're going to be stuck. You're going to have developmental problems. You're going to have all types of things going on with you if you never do nothing spiritual constantly. You eat every day, right? So you got to eat the Word every day. If you don't eat food, other than I'm fasting, but if you don't eat food and take care of your body and put the nutrition in your natural body that you need, you're going to die, right? The same in the spirit. God said we are dying. And that's why many of us is walking around spiritually dead, because you're not reading your Word. You're spiritually weak, and Satan is coming up against you because he sees that you're weak. Don't you understand that he is also spirit, and he sees you in the spirit? He understands who you are in the spirit. He knows if you're praying. He knows if you're in the presence of God. He knows if you've been in the presence, because he can see the glory. It's a spiritual thing. He can see the light if you've been in the presence of God. If you have not been in the presence of God and you're faking to come into church and then shouting and praising God on the praise and worship team and in the choir and these things, but when you go home, it's a whole different ball game. You're never in your Word. You're never listening to the gospel. You're never putting on worship. And you're just going on about your daily life. But the only time you have communication with God is when you go into the church house. No, this is a lifestyle, God said. So he want to, it's not something that you can put on the shelf. He said, but let this little light of yours shine. Shine it. Don't put it under a bushel. But he said, let your light shine in a dark world. Let your light shine. God has called us to do some things in this world. Do you know what God called you to do? Do you know what you are ordained to do? Do we really know? Do you know some of us is called to do some things for God? Many of us is called, we were talking about this earlier, that many is called, who was chosen. Who was chosen? There were some chosen people in the Word of God. Like Jesus chose the 12, he handpicked the 12 disciples. He chose Moses. He chose David. He chose Saul. Come on. So some people was chose to do something. He chose Noah. He just didn't choose anybody. He chose Job to be tested. He chose Jesus. He chose Mary to carry Jesus. He chose Elizabeth to carry John. He's going around choosing people. He's seeking to see, also looking who is willing to be used and who he can use. He's looking for his spirit in you. He's looking for his spirit. He's looking, that's what he said, try the spirit by the spirit to see if that spirit came from God. Isn't it amazing that we can't even trust all the angels? He said, even try the angels. I said, whoa, that was kind of deep. But it shouldn't be deep when we understand that Satan was an angel. Satan was an angel. So we understand that angels are going to be judged. They also have free will, as we have free will. The Bible said, look, even angels are walking in the midst of us right now. The Bible said, be careful, because you may be entertaining an angel. Yeah, we read the Bible. Be careful. because you never know who is in your midst. You never know who's sitting in the midst. You never know who that beggar is. When you tell them, no, I don't have no money, but you got a pocket full of money. Now, to see if you don't have no money, to give it plenty of times that people ask me, and I just don't have it. And I feel bad because you can't feel bad if you don't have it to give. Feel bad if you have it to give and you don't give. He said, don't tell your neighbor to come back tomorrow if they ask you for something when you can do it for them right then. Feel bad then. But we can't feel bad. Just like you said, look, he said, silver and gold I don't have, but I have something else more greater, which is Jesus. He said, look, silver and gold I don't have. But I know somebody that can bless your socks off. I know somebody that is a provider. I know somebody that has more than enough. I know someone will take care of you and your family. So know that you are a blessed people. We are a blessed people, those that belong to God. You are blessed. You have an inheritance. That's why you got to choose this day. You get to choose the family. You get to be a part of one of the greatest families, one of the richest families. Because the riches of this world are going to pass away. But our riches are stored up in heaven. So we're not chasing after money here. We ain't chasing after material things here, even though God going to bless us. But we're not chasing after that. We're not concerned about that. We're chasing after heaven. We're chasing after heavenly things. See, our reward is going to come from above. I don't want no reward from man. I want my reward to come from God. Come on. You want to see, some of y'all want your flowers here. They say, give me my flowers while I'm here. Because when I'm, no, give me my flowers when I get to heaven. Keep the earthly flowers. It's okay. Flowers when I get to heaven. I want my reward when I get to heaven. I want my crown when I get to heaven. Do you want your crown? Don't you understand we're going to get crowned when we get to heaven? I want my crown when I get to heaven. That's eternal. This is short time down here. Y'all bugging. It's a short time. One day you're going to give up the ghost. And you're going to be before the judge. It's serious like that. I'm crying loud and spare not. I want my crown. Do you want your crown? Do you want your gift from God? Do you want what belongs to you? But you got to serve him, though. And it ain't going to be by your good works. It ain't going to be by your good works. So, God, you got to serve him, though, for real, with your heart, your mind, and your body. He got to dwell in you. You got to choose this day. It's not about fake salvation. It's not about faking it while you're here on earth, because eternity is for real. Hell is real. Heaven is real. God is real. Satan is real. Jesus is real. Demons is real. Angels is real. Know this. God don't want you to be deceived, so he wants you to wake up out your slumber. He wants you to hear his voice because time is running out. Do you see what is going on all over the world? Do you see the immigrants? Are y'all blind to what's going on right now? Are y'all blind? I was thinking about Trump. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know. When he was talking about that wall now, see, if he would have built that wall, we wouldn't be going through some of this stuff that we're going through right now. So was that prophetic? Was that Satan to say, look, don't run? What was that? What is going on right now? Migrants. Migrants have, and I'm not saying anything bad about migrants. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, because they have souls too. They need to be saved and delivered too. But what I'm talking about is what's going on in this world and how it's folding. How it's collapsing right in front of our eyes, and we don't see it. We're not even protected at the borders no more. And y'all don't even see it. You want to be protected by God, because there's going to come a time We're going to need it. He said it's going to get bad. Wars and rumors of wars. This is what God is saying. Wake up. Look around. See what is going on. See what's going on. People being oppressed by the system. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Because he's a mighty God. He's merciful. And I thank him for his word on tonight. Because he's a mighty God. And his word is as sharp as a two-edged sword. And I hope it cuts straight through to the spirit of every man that listened to this word on tonight, that they be thinking in the midnight hour about this word and how they got to choose this day and how we're going to go and we're going to check our spirit and we're going to examine ourselves daily to know that we are heaven bound, because that's what it's all about. Y'all so concerned about y'all, you know, everybody else. But God said, no, this is time and the season to look at yourself in the mirror. This is the time to take the plank out your own eye before you can even consider taking the plank or the speck, hallelujah, out of your brother's eye. He said, but take the plank out of your eye so that you can see clearly, hallelujah, because we need to see clearly, because we need to help our brothers take the speck out of their eyes. But we can't do it until we take the plank out of our eyes. We can't do it until we, you know, reflect on ourselves, until we examine our heart, until we examine our mind. So this is the time that we get it right, church, with God, that he's coming back. Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's coming back for us. He's coming back for those that are eagerly waiting. Yeah, this is the word on tonight. We want to thank everybody for dialing in to No Days Off, Kingdom Gospel Radio on tonight. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Come back and, you know, can always come back and listen to Pastor Todd Quasia, Kingdom Talk. Come on, 7:30. Hallelujah. You got a couple other things coming on, coming to pass. Let me look at the thing I set up. I'm a Bible study. I want to say Bible study on Wednesday at 7 and a Friday night prayer at 9 o'clock. Dial in. Tune in. Hear what saith the Lord. Let's pray together. Let's just divide the word together. Come on, Christ is coming back. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. Love you guys much. God love you even more. God bless. No Days Off. Kingdom Gospel Radio. Pastor Dorothea Patterson. Be blessed. Good night.